The invitation would be, I can promise you you'll be safe. I can promise you that from the kinds of things I described in the article, that you'll be safe, because we do, you know, we're in integrity when it comes to safety of men, boys and men. And then I would say, yeah, I'd say come give it a try and see what happens.
Yeah.
And the boys are waiting. I don't know. I don't know, boys. And I, that's what I'm, I say that to men all the time. There are fears of inadequacy, and fears of being judged, you know, twisted in the way I described, are a huge part of why men aren't showing up. You know, every mentoring organization across the U.S. and the globe, by the way, has long wait lists of boys waiting for male mentors. There's 75,000 kids on wait lists in Minnesota alone for waiting for mentors. It's really, that's why I call it a, you know, that crisis of under male nourished boys.
Mm-hmm.
Epidemic of under male nourished boys. Who you are
yeah.
right now, with your glorious imperfection and you know, all your doubts and concerns, is perfect for this work. That's just what boys are looking for—a real guy. You know?
Yeah, because it's so much more about just the presence. So much more about just showing up and listening and acknowledging than it is about having to be perfect or a perfect role model or anything.
Yeah.
The authenticity.
Are you familiar? The authenticity, exactly, is what boys hunger for. And, you know, attention. Are you familiar with the acronyms that are commonly referred to in the Boys to Men work, the LAM and FRAP?
I know the LAM one, yeah. So tell, say a little bit about those.
Lambing is listen, accept, admire, model, and bless. And, you know, that's easy. Most men can sign on for that. Frapping is what we don't do, which is fixing. You know, you don't have to be the banker. You don't have to be the cop. You know, so we don't fix. We don't advise. We don't do this. Oh, you should do this because when I was a kid, you know, that kind of stuff. We don't rescue. You know, boys got problems, and they got struggles in their families, and we're not the therapist, and we're not the social worker, so we don't rescue them. What's the next one? FRAP. Project is a little more complicated, because that's why we train men to be aware of their adolescent baggage, the baggage from their adolescence, and we spend time helping them understand that, so they aren't trying to get their own hurts, pains, and deficits taken care of in their work with young males. So that's what we don't do. We don't fix, rescue, advise, or project. And most men, even with a tiny little bit of training, are perfect for the work. I mean, we need them all. We need a smorgasbord of men with different interests, different personality types.
You know, culture trumps institutions. So at a cultural level, you know, it's just another, as you say, and I think this is what's so important about the post, is it just hits us at that gut, hits culture at a gut level and invokes that kind of fear again, that
yeah.
kind of men aren't safe, like it's not okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not you're down a quart out of the chute because you're a man.
Yeah.
That's why I said men get kicked in the balls again, just because they have them. It's a gross injustice. But I'm glad your call means a lot to me this morning. So thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, I really value your dedication and years of work. And I think that it's appropriate to be outraged right now on many levels. You know, outrage at this coach and the level of shadow that he was living in, outrage at all the bystanders who did nothing,
right.
And outraged about fatherlessness and mentorlessness and the boys that are out there with nobody to turn to.
No, yeah. Well, I said most adolescent males slink around in the community trying to avoid negative attention. You know, the message is there's really no place for you in our in our world. There's no boy park, and here they are filled up with testosterone and warrior energy and no place to go and nothing to do.
Yeah.
It's a pretty tough prescription. So there you have it. You know, I was just in no condition. I'm still kind of reeling. I'm trying to hang on to my optimism about this work in Minnesota and in Tucson and around the country. We can get boys all day long, but the call to men is just a hard one to get heard. So I wrote that from the edge of hopelessness. I could have titled it,